Radio Prague News.
President Václav Klaus has asked right-wing Civic Democrat leader Petr Nečas to form the country's next government. The three centre-right parties who are holding talks on establishing a centre-right coalition have agreed to scrap the post of European Affairs Minister. And the Czech President and Prime Minister have issued a joint statement criticising Hungary's law on national unity. Czech President Václav Klaus on Friday officially tasked right-wing Civic Democrat leader Petr Nečas with forming the country's next government. The President asked Mr. Nečas to report back in 2 weeks' time on whether he was able to form a cabinet. The outcome of last weekend's general elections, which left the winning Social Democratic Party isolated with little chance of forming a stable government, has led the President to break with tradition in asking the leader of the second strongest party to try and form a centre-right cabinet. The Civic Democratic Party is holding talks with the Conservative Topo 9 and the centrist Public Affairs Party. Together they have 118 seats in the 200-strong lower house of parliament. The three centre-right parties who are holding talks on establishing a centre-right coalition have agreed to scrap the post of European Affairs Minister. A group of experts, which is hammering out a common foreign policy line, arrived at the conclusion that the portfolio could be handled by a deputy foreign minister. With the need to cut costs in the public sector, the parties are proposing various mergers in order to save money. For instance, Public Affairs has suggested merging the Interior and Defence Ministries into a Ministry for National Security Matters. President Václav Klaus and Prime Minister Jan Fischer have jointly criticised the law on national unity recently approved by the Hungarian Parliament. In a joint statement, the Czech leaders say that the law belittles the Trianon Treaty, which is one of the fundamental agreements establishing the present-day European order, and they argue that putting it to question may fuel extremism and revive old rivalries in Europe. The Trianon Treaty determined borders in Central Europe after World War I. Hungary, part of the defeated Austro-Hungarian Empire, then lost a major part of its territory, including Slovakia, which united with the Czech lands to establish independent Czechoslovakia in 1918. Many Hungarians still consider the agreement a wrong inflicted on their country. Late last month, the Hungarian Parliament passed the law on national unity, establishing June 4th, the day on which the Trianon Treaty was signed, as a day of national unity. The country also recently passed a dual citizenship law, escalating fears that it wanted to push for some form of regional autonomy for its minorities in neighbouring states. A clean-up operation is underway in the northeastern parts of the country, where floods killed two people this week. Although some towns remain on flood alert, water levels have been going down and meteorologists predict dry and sunny weather over the weekend. Some areas have been flooded twice within the space of a fortnight, leaving hundreds of families displaced. Fire crews have been working around the clock pumping water from cellars, and aid workers have been distributing basic necessities. Psychologists are on hand to help people cope with the calamity. I'm Daniela Lazarova, and that's the end of the news.